What do you look for in a guy or a girl, or like, what, you're walking down the street, you see someone that strikes your eye as hot. What is it about them that makes them hot generally?
So walking down the street, I'd probably see their ass first and have to check them out a little more, but...
So you're an ass girl?
I'm an ass girl, yeah. Ooh, nice. Nice.
Sleep these thoughts.
I would never sleep with a guy who...
I would never sleep with a guy who... I don't know.
You never sleep with a guy you didn't know?
Of course, I have to.
So that wasn't a very good answer. You would never sleep with a guy who?
Who fucked my sister.
Okay. I'd never sleep with a woman who?
Fucked my sister.
My knees get weak and my thighs tingle when? I'm taking notes on this one.
Are you?
Look, her knees are getting weak and her thighs are tingling now.
When you bite my neck.
I'm not coming to work tomorrow morning. Blank makes me grunt.
Blank makes me grunt?
What makes you grunt?
Taking a shit.
Right. You get some letters.
Why do you make me hot? You can blow on me anytime, yeah.
All right, so we get some Dear Porn Star letters. I'm going to direct one or two of them at you and just answer it however you want. It can be funny, you can tell them off, you can diss them, whatever. You can be sarcastic, whatever you like. My sister wants to get into the biz. Any advice?
Okay, wait, so this is like...
Dear Porn Star.
Okay.
Yeah. Dear Tiffany, my sister wants to get into the biz. Have you got any advice for her?
Send her to me.
If your pussy could talk, what would it say?
It would say, kiss me gently. Love me. I'm hungry. Fill me. I'm so hungry. Feed the kitty.
How about if it had teeth? What would it say then?
If it had teeth? I promise I won't bite.
Now, if your pussy were to have an accent, what would it sound like? And can you repeat one of those with the accent?
No, I can't.
All right, no problem. What Hollywood actor do you fantasize doing a scene with?
Actor?
Actor or actress, whichever.
How about one of each?
Okay, now here's a question that I'm sure we're gonna get a lot of different answers for. Sex or chocolate?
Can I have both?
All right.
If I had to choose between, you know, one or the other to, you know, live without or live with my life, I don't know.
No, I'm just talking about.
Oh, like if I want it right now. Sex.
Why?
Because I like sex. I can always have chocolate.
This is chocolate's easier to come by than sex. Men overlook.
My favorite erogenous zone? Mine or just anyone in particular?
Yours.
I don't think... Oh, you know what? The back of my neck.
Back of your neck. And do guys overlook that?
Yep. They can't get past this. Or that.
I'm
like, no,
I'm having a hard time doing that myself.
Here, under here. Look for it.
Can you show me again?
Right there. You
want to
bite it?
Oh.
Yeah, just like that. Gives me little goosebumps everywhere.
But name something you swore you'd never do, but once you tried it, discover that you liked it.
Eating sushi. You're making me hot.
Am I?
Yeah.
Me? What would you like to say to the censors and religious right-wing porn protesters?
Quit sending me mail to my fan club.
Hi, here with Tiffany Minks at the AVN. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good. Our viewers are dying to know a bunch of really basic, simple stuff about you. Where are you from?
I'm from San Bernardino, California.
And you were born and raised?
San Bernardino, California.
And how many movies have you done?
I don't know. My favorite Hollywood movie?
Or independent film, or anything that isn't in the industry related?
I don't know. I don't think I have a favorite. I've never really thought about it.
What kind of movies do you like? Action, horror?
I like science fiction. No.
Favorite color?
Aqua blue.
Aqua blue. Blue is a good color. I had a car that was blue once.
So, favorite lingerie?
Favorite lingerie.
I'm wearing it.
I can tell why it's your favorite. So, if you were to design the perfect dildo, what would it look like? Would it have a motor in it?
Oh, of course. It would have a motor in it, and it would have a handle on the other end so that when my hand's all slippery from the lube, I won't lose grip.
If you were to pick an alternative porn star name when you got into the business, what were like a few of the options that didn't make the list?
There weren't options that didn't make the list. I just came up with the first name and...
If you were to pick another one, what could it be? Just for fun, what's the weirdest thing you've heard?
Oh, man. And I just thought of one the other day. I don't have many brain cells left, you know?
Okay. What is your idea of the perfect night in?
Okay, the night in like at home or the night in like at a hotel or something? Or does it matter?
Doesn't matter. If you want to unwind and just relax and either hang out with somebody or not, what is the perfect night in for you?
A little beer, a little bud, room service, and then I'd like to be bathed.
What were you like in high school?
I was a nerd.
No, you were a nerd?
I didn't have a boyfriend until I was 18.
Were you in the AV club?
Was I what?
In the AV club?
In the AV club? What's that?
Audio video. No. Well, it's a nerdy club.
Oh, no. No, I wasn't that nerdy.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you hear, feel free to follow us on Spotify at smarturl.it/kinkyvids. That's right, that's smarturl.it/kinkyvids, all one word. And yeah, it goes to a cool Spotify page with some uncensored porn star interviews. Really fun.